See this dollar? God told me to go get this dollar off of Thomas. Thomas told me this morning, my dad has lots of $1. I said, well, that's good because, see, I like lots of $1 too, but I like mine with a couple zeros behind them. And so I asked Thomas this morning, I said, you know, the Bible tells us, give unto others and it'll be given back unto you. I said, how about give me your dollar? And Thomas looked at me, and Thomas looked down. He took the dollar out of his pocket, and he looked at the dollar, and he looked at me. And he thought about it, but he didn't give me the dollar. So I just went back, and I said, Thomas, are you going to give me the... Look at that. See, I'm going to trip over my shoelaces. You know, does anybody else hate the dress shoelaces that are kind of just round and shiny, and no matter how tight you tie them, they don't go away? Huh? Yeah, but then I can't get them out. So I just went back and I said, Thomas, I said, are you going to give me the dollar? And he took it out of his pocket and he gave it to me. Now, he doesn't know it, but I'm going to keep this dollar. But that's okay, right, Thomas? Is that okay if I keep your dollar? Oh, see, we're getting that look. All right. I had a hard time. I had a hard time thinking of what I really wanted to title this morning, and it came up with "Which You Is You." That's kind of confusing. I had another title called "Dave Human." I had another title called "I'm Human," and another title saying "Which You Want to Be." So they all kind of were there, and I just chose "Which You Is You." But I'm probably going to use all the thoughts of the aspects. But once I am going to keep this dollar. But because you were so faithful, I'm going to give you another one. Oh, wait, that one has a little different number on it. Because, see, Thomas is human, isn't he? And I asked Thomas, I said, well, don't you believe the Bible? And he said, yeah. Well, then if you give me the dollar, God says he'll bless you. But see, the human side of Thomas kept saying, but it's my only dollar. But I happen to know he got $10 from the tooth fairy last night. Man, I'll tell you what, I was happy when I got a quarter from the tooth fairy. Inflation has hit tooth fairies also. Okay? But Thomas gave me the dollar. See, we are all faced every day with decisions in our lives. And you know what? I want you to look at this dollar. What is on that dollar? Huh? In God we trust. What's on that side? That's the front side of a dollar. Who is it? George Washington. And when you turn it over, it says, in God we trust. I want you to understand that even our currency kind of tells us a little scriptural message. You know, you heard the saying, there's two sides to every coin. Well, there's two sides to every person. There's two sides to every person. There's the good side and the evil side. If you ever read the book, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, what did Dr. Jekyll start out to do? He was a doctor. And most doctors want to do what? Save lives and help people. Well, Dr. Jekyll kind of had, I think he had this thought in his mind that if he could come up with a way of controlling the evil side, then that would give him a way of controlling the evil side so that if he could make evil happen, then he could make evil not happen. But we know in the story of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, what happened? Evil took over the good, and the good was overshadowed by the evil. I said I was wrestling with titles, and Dave Human. Do you know where Dave Human came from, Gene? She missed it. See, she doesn't watch enough Pirates baseball. About 3 weeks ago, baseball, I'm a Pirates fan, okay? Sorry about that.
But baseball allowed the ball players for a weekend. They wore like Little League shirts. It was the week. It was like the week after the Little League World Series, and they wore Little League style shirts with different colors and stuff. And they had their nicknames on them. So of course, the Pirates, McCutchen was Cutch. I liked Nova, Supernova. But I saw Dave Freeze. Now I know Dave Freeze is a very strong Christian man. Okay, I read up on some of these guys, and he has a very good testimony and is a very strong Christian man. And on the back of his jersey was Dave Heumann. And I'm thinking, why did he choose Dave Heumann? Well, the story behind his nickname was he's got a good friend, Bob. And Bob was his best friend, was his, you know, close friend. And Bob had a dog named Dave. And Dave had a dog named Bob. Okay? So when they were having conversations, if somebody said something about Bob, and they would say, well, which Bob are you talking about? Are you talking about Bob or Bob the dog? And so they started calling each other Dave Heumann and Bob Heumann. And then Bob and Dave were the dogs. And I thought, yeah, that's kind of a nifty little thing. Dave Heumann. They were separating the fact there, but we're human, aren't we? And so when we look at Romans 7 here, and I want you to see this, and this message with you is you, as I lead into communion this morning. And Paul says here, he says, you know, we know that the law is spiritual, but I am the flesh, sold into bondage. For what am I doing? I do not understand. For I am not practicing what I would like to do, but a thing I am doing are various things I hate. If I do the very thing I do not want to do, I agree with the law. So then I'm confessing that the law is good. But no longer am I the one doing it. Now let's stop right there. Verse 17. No longer. You know what this sounds like to me? Not me. You know that little guy that runs around when you go to your kids and you said, who broke this? Not me. Not me. Hey, not me living in your home too? Huh? Not me lived in my home. I could never find a little bugger. But he was always doing something. And Paul says, well, no longer am I the one doing it. It's not me. And see, I think that we sometimes take that whole aspect of humanness and we're like Jekyll and Hyde. And we start let the humanness overrule the spiritualness. And so we say, not me. And this can become an excuse, right? This can become an excuse for us to say, not me. It wasn't me. Well, there's two sides to everyone. Believe it or not, all of you that have either kids or grandkids, you've raised kids or you have grandkids or you see nieces and nephews and stuff like that, you see three or four of them gathered together and they're playing really nice. What do you say? Huh? Not going to last long. What else? They're playing nice. Have you ever heard the statement, oh, they're little angels? Huh? They're little angels. You know? And 15 minutes later, we're not saying that again, huh? Because something happens. And now they're fighting and they're yeah, my daughter watches 2 1-year-olds. And once in a while, she has both of them on the same day. And they're both walking now, not talking a whole lot, but it's really funny to watch these 2 1-year-olds interact, okay? Because you can see the two sides of things at times. You know, was sitting there the other morning, and she had both of them, and she got the chair out. She has a little booster chair that she sits on the floor, and that's where she feeds these two. She puts their stuff on because they want to eat by themselves now. You know, they're getting independent. So she gets the chair out, and the little girl's sitting there like, num, 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 num. over in the one side, and the little boy's over there, and he's getting all excited. And I said to Amber, I said, how are you going to choose which one eats first? You know? Because whichever one you give that chair first, the other one's not going to be real happy. Well, she put the little boy in the chair, and the little boy, this is the funny part too, because the little boy eats healthy, and the little girl doesn't. Okay? The little boy's mom always sends healthy stuff, scrambled eggs and wheat bread, wheat toast, you know, and the little girl's stuff will send healthy stuff, but also she sends blueberries, but then she also sends something, maybe a little sweet for her to eat or something like a waffle or French toast or something like that, pancakes. So set the little boy down, and I said, well, why are you feeding him first? Because she doesn't like his food, so she won't eat it. See, you know, there's two sides to us, huh? She doesn't like it, so she won't eat it. Well, guess what? She found out she liked wheat toast. She walks up. She takes a piece of this toast. Amber had cut it in strips about a half inch wide so they could, the little boy could bite it. She takes this piece of toast. She runs into the living room, and she's standing over there eating this piece of toast. And as I had been studying, it reminded me exactly what I'm talking about. You know what? We have both sides to us. Okay, we have both sides to us. And this is what Paul says. He says, I'm no longer the one that's doing it, but it's the sin that dwells in me. And we have to understand is that we have both sides. Okay, I don't care who you are. You have the good side if you're a Christian. You have the good side and the bad side. But even non-Christians can have a good side, can't they? They can have a good side, but see, what we have is a spiritual side and a human side. And that's where the difference is. When you look at the good and bad, if you don't have the spiritual side, the good and bad is just good and bad nature. But see, we have a spiritual side and we have a human side. And Paul says here, he says, nothing good dwells in me that is in my flesh, for the willing is present in me, but the doing the good is not. Okay? Nothing good resides within the flesh. That's what Paul says. Now, I thought about that. And when you look at people who you know are not Christians and they're doing good, and it's like, well, they seem like a good person. But see, Paul says nothing good resides in the flesh. And he's talking from a bigger, broader basin that the good that he's talking about is the good of God. And inside the flesh, we don't have the good of God. Without the Holy Spirit, without Jesus Christ, without him as part of our life, we do not have the goodness of God. And so, Paul's saying there that we have to understand that principle. If I do the thing that I don't want to do, I agree with the law. Confessing the law is good. That was. For now, no longer am I one doing it, but sin which dwells in me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me. Okay, that's where we were. Look what he comes into then. Now you can go. For the good that I want to do, I do not, but I practice the very evil I don't want to do. Look at your life. And this is what you have to recognize this morning. Okay? What is your life all about? Because, see, you could wear the shirt just like Dave Fries wore that says, Dave Human, Georgia Human, Judy Human, Ann Human, Joe Human, Rick Human. Right? Do we ever in this life get rid of the human as our last name? See, we don't. And so what we have to understand is there is that principle of evil within us. Okay? And no matter who you are and what you do, that principle of evil is going to crop up somewhere along the line. You can be a very generous person. And you can also be a very selfish person. I can be a very generous person, but not when I have chocolate-covered cherries from the speckled hen. I'm not so generous then. You know, I kind of want to hide my chocolate-covered cherries. But other things, you know, I don't like as well. I'm willing to give them up. Right? No, that's not what I'm talking about. See, we have those two aspects of life that we constantly wrestle with every day. And so the title says, which you is you? Which you? Turn your bulletins over on the back. Somebody take the bulletins and turn it on the back. And there's a little thing down in the lower quadrant, the little verse. It's not a verse of scripture, but it's a little saying. Somebody read that. Out loud. Everybody started reading it. Somebody read that. Think about that. I am not who others say I am. I am who God says I am. Now, we're going through a thing of turmoil. I was watching the news a little bit yesterday, and I saw where some of the Democrat leaders are taking a lot of flack because they questioned a person that's up for a federal judge position that's Catholic. And they were asking if his Catholic beliefs would interfere with him making the proper decisions. And all of a sudden, a whole lot of people were upset and saying, wait a minute. Now because you have, Pelosi even said, well, you know, religion is an individual thing and religion cannot be brought into politics. See, which side of the humanness are they living on? See, they're living on, you know, they understand religion, right? And some of them might even tell you that they're religious. But see, they don't live on the religious side. And so Paul's saying, look, there are times in my life that I don't live on the religious side. There are times in my life that others are going to look at me and say, look at that guy. And you know what? The bad thing is mostly it's Christians against Christians. And I started off this morning saying, the Romans 8:28, that it's for them. We are all in this together. And so we have to support one another, and we have to love one another, and we have to overlook things at times. Told you, we celebrated our 41st anniversary this week. My wife has had to overlook things at times, okay? Those of you that know me know there's good side and a bad side. Sometimes the bad side's the most prevalent, and I don't want it to be, but it is. And then I get back and say, God, you know, help me and stuff, and then I get back to the good side. But you know what? You still have both sides, okay? You still have both sides. When you flip a coin, there's a head and a tail every time. And I don't care who you are. If you flip that coin 1,000 times, you're not going to flip 1,000 heads. The odds are against you, aren't they? Even when you try to, you know, people can control and try to control how it flips and everything else. But every once in a while, something happens and the tail comes up. See, Paul's saying, he says, I want you to understand the principle of evil's in me. He's in me. But the one who wants to do good is also there, and that's the Holy Spirit. You want to go to the next? Is there more? Or do I end at 21? For I joyfully concur with the law of God in the inner man, but I see a different law in the members of my body waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin which is in my members. I look at this and I say, you know what? You have to have a lot of respect for Paul. Paul gave everything for God. He gave up his way of life. He was in prison. He was stoned. He was beaten. He gave up everything for God. Yet Paul, no matter what you say, still wrestled with the fact that he had to deal with the sinful side of life. The key is, in Paul's life, he says, it's okay. It's okay. Because I've made it okay. My mind is serving God. My flesh is still under the law of sin. Till we get a new body. Till we're glorified and we have that new body. Our flesh is still under the law of sin. But he says, it's okay. You know, it's okay. That was the other title. I didn't tell you one. It's okay to be human. It's okay. God wants us to understand. We were created human. Okay? We were all created with the understanding. Satan wasn't created human. Okay? Satan was an angel of light turned to the darkness. But we were created human. And in the fact that we're created human, we will every day of our life wrestle with the two sides of life. It's okay. It's okay that you're human. Because God doesn't want it any other way. What we have to learn is, which you is you? Which you is you? Okay? Because see, Paul says, all right, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. On one hand, I myself, with my mind, am serving the law of God. Even though, with my flesh, I'm still serving the law of sin. What that means to us is, we can't look at others and determine that they're not serving God by what's happening in their life. You know, I get really frustrated when I hear somebody say, oh, well, there's something wrong with your life and God if you're sick. Guess what, folks? You're human. You're going to get sick. You know? You're human. Your bodies are going to age. Wouldn't it be great if we all could do what we did when we were 30? Huh? Wouldn't that be fantastic? We could all be enjoying life, really. If we knew what we know now and could do what we could do when we were 30, we would be all great and happy. But guess what? We're human. And so in that human fact is your body's decaying. Your body's not as strong as it was. You know? I think every time they cure a disease or something like that, you know, another one pops up. You heard that several people in one area got bubonic plague, which has been eliminated for years. It wasn't eliminated. It was still there. It's still as part of the human life. It's still there. And so we will never in this lifetime ever get it to the point that our dollar bill has one side. But see, when you take the dollar bill out of your wallet, do you look at the one that says, oh, that's George Washington, he was a president? Or do you think about the one that says, in God we trust? Trust God to help you be like Paul and focus your mind on him. Don't get discouraged when you fail. Don't get discouraged when something happens in your life and you look back at it and say, oh, I wish that wouldn't happen. Because see, as Paul says, he says, as much as I want to be perfect, guess what? I serve the law of sin through my flesh. And my flesh will never be perfect until I get a new body. As we go to communion this morning, let's focus on the thought of, hey, we're two people. We're two people. Okay? We're all two people. Every one of us. You got the good and you got the evil within you. I don't care who you are. You're two people. As Paul said, I wrestle every day to control. He said, but here's the one thing, and this is what I want you to see here. He said, this fleshly body I cannot control. But look what he said. My mind will be on the law of God. My mind will be on the law of God. When we are focused on serving God and our mind is on God, we are where God wants us to be. Even when our body fails us. When we do something that is not pleasing to God. Yeah, we come back to God and say, God, forgive me for that. Because, you know, but you know what? That's the one thing that God says is, Paul says, let your mind be on Christ. Because you can't control the body. You can't control the flesh. You can't control that side. But you can control your spiritual side. And so, it's not whether something bad in our life is, you know, the evil is going to come out. It will come out. But how do we deal with it when it comes out? Do we go back to God and we say, God, you know, help me with this? You know, doesn't mean it's going to go away. You are human. And you'll always be human until you be glorified. And when you're glorified, then you'll cease to be human. Because what's the scripture tell us? We will be like God. We will have a new body. And we will be in a different place. So I'd like to ask Rick and Dave to come up. I took Thomas's dollar, but I'm not going to keep Thomas's dollar. I'm going to pass it on. You can have Thomas's dollar, Jane. Hold on to that because that's pretty special. As we prepare our hearts for communion, see, Jane didn't know she was going to get paid for coming to listen today. As we prepare our hearts for communion, weigh it out this morning. Which you is you? Are you living in the flesh? Or are you living in the spirit? If you're struggling with living in the spirit with certain things in the flesh, you know you're going to struggle with that, but give it to God. Say, God, help me. Help me with this struggle. You know, Paul kept saying, hey, God, you know, I got this thorn in the flesh here. Would you take it away? God never did. Paul remained human, and that thorn in the flesh stayed. God may not take it away. But as we learned this morning in our Sunday school lesson, when all things work together for the purpose, it's God's purpose. God's purpose. It's not for our purpose. It's God's purpose. And so, as we prepare for communion, look at that last verse. Can you say, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ that I now am on one hand serving God with my mind, even though my flesh is still serving the law of sin. See, never goes away. That's the uniqueness about human. God created us with a spirit and a soul and a body. Anything else that was created doesn't have that combination. And so we have a combination of being human. And so when you say I'm human, you're special. Because you have the ability to understand God. And to choose to serve God. Even though your flesh is weak, you still have that understanding to choose to serve God.